Ian Scholes, in January, I received a notice in the mail informing me that I had 5,000 fully vested shares in an online business for whom I had done a lot of freelance work over the years. Now, I've been told at a party a year and a half ago that this is going to happen, but since this online business, which shall remain nameless, stopped using me, so to speak, shortly after that conversation, I chalked it up, you know, as another Hollywood tale. But there it was, in black and white. Having no experience in these matters, I called an acquaintance who'd given up on show business, the internet, and all things even vaguely people-related to become a financial manager. He examined the documents and pronounced them genuine. He advised me to cash them in. They were worth around $7 a share. After taxes, I still have a cool $20,000 to $25,000. Mailbox money. All right. But how to cash them in? Well, my acquaintance told me to contact Human Resources at this nameless online business. I emailed Human Resources. 2 days later, I was told to make contact with a certain stock brokerage firm. I went to the stock brokerage's firm's very confusing website and eventually came up with a number to call. After 2 days of voicemail hell, I was told I needed to make contact with the online business's captive broker. I was so enraptured by the image of a captive broker, it took me another 2 days to call him, or it, I suppose. I talked to a real person who never heard of the online business to which the brokerage was supposedly captive. The person said they'd get back to me. 2 days later, I was given another name inside this brokerage. I called that extension and was transferred to a very confused woman. I told her I wanted to cash in my shares. She told me she'd get back to me. Excited, I checked how my stock was doing. It had plummeted to $2 a share. It's been going on 3 months now, and she still hasn't called me back, but it doesn't matter. I'm not selling until it creeps back up to 4. That's my final offer. I love playing the market. I gotta go.